Johnny.
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
All right, welcome back.
What's up, podcast land?
We're here with the Smoke Shelter.
The Smoke Shelter with your host, Big Lance and Phil.
Phil!
Tonight we're talking the 1990 horror comedy Tremors.
Is it a horror
It's
comedy?
A horror comedy. In the video store, when I went and rented it for the first time, it was in horror, not comedy.
Oh,
starring Kevin Bacon, Fred Ward, Finn Carter, Michael Gross, Reba McEntire. Oh man, I love this movie. I have watched this movie a million fucking times. I mean, I'm almost wanting to go literally because I mean, I obviously probably haven't watched it a million times, but I've watched this movie a lot. And this
over 10.
Oh fuck yeah, probably over 40.
At least 20 times you watched it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, minimum. I mean, I've watched this. Because when me and Chelsea lived in apartments in Pelham, mm-hmm. we had no internet. We had no cable. We just watched DVDs. And we'd watch them over and over again, get stoned to shit, and just watch them. And Tremors was one we watched over and
what
over
the hell is going on? Over. I mean, what the hell is going on?
Tremors. Kevin Bacon.
I love Tremors.
Tremors 1 was all
you
about
love
Kevin
Tremors.
Bacon.
I don't really love Tremors. I like Tremors.
I like how you recamped yourself there.
Well, because I thought we was talking about Guardians still.
I love Tremors. No, I don't love Tremors. He loves Tremors.
I really didn't. I thought it was kind of...
That's my favorite movie in the world. I could watch it any time.
I hated the fact...
Tell me about it.
That the worm sucked the car down because that probably would have
I love happened. That.
It never would have happened.
Why not? You don't know what you don't know what fictional creatures can do. I mean, this
I do
is a
know
fictional
that.
Creature.
The science don't check out in this movie, dude. Let me tell you why.
Tell me why.
There's times that there's scenes showed that things happen, but there's no earth movement. There's no signs that something come out from the earth. There's no signs of a tunnel. But listen, even a mole that travels under the earth, it shows a goddamn sign. Look, a Bugs Bunny sign. It shows a Bugs Bunny sign.
Mm-hmm. So your problem with this movie is that the dirt doesn't go up and stay up. It's that it goes down after they're done. That's
yeah,
your
it
issue.
It just goes back to normal like it was
well,
before.
Well, it don't. It kind of sucks into a hole. It just don't have the dirt on the outside. I see what you're saying.
The earth would be...
That is some crazy fucking shit.
The earth would
saying.
Be moved and it would show signs of these tremors. And people would have found out about them way before time because they would see fucking signs of this shit happening somewhere in the world.
Well, exactly. Well, this is where it starts, though.
No, because these are creatures that have been here for many, many years.
Right.
So we would know about them. Why don't we know about them?
Well, can I tell you?
Sure.
Now we're going into part 2 and part 3 and part 4 and part
fine,
5
we'll
and
never
the series.
Do we'll never do them, so you can bring up some of them.
All right, well, check this out, dude. Part 2. First of all, we have not talked about any of my favorite quotes in part 1, so we are going to get back to that. And we're not. This is not a plot-driven. This is a cult classic, so run with it, guys. Part 2, these motherfuckers bust open and 3... of the little snappers. They look like little Tyrannosaurus Rex minis.
I remember them.
With the little eye things that come up because it's all heat sink.
Them, yeah.
They can't hear. They don't hear. They see heat sink.
I bet they got that. I bet Avatar got that from them.
Could have been. But now, it does look
Avatar?
A lot like Avatar.
You remember
yeah.
that in Avatar?
Yeah.
They threw them things up, especially like the panther thing.
You're right. You're absolutely right. All right. So now, part 2, you got these little things. Well, now, these little things bust out and kill the worm, and 3 of them come out, like babies. Well, they eventually, then you find out in part three, what happens to them is they, like a locust, they bust out of those shells. They shell up and bust out, and now they can fly. And they're called ass blasters because they shoot fireballs out their ass that propel them. All right, well, then we go to part four. Part four is a prequel. Now, we go back to the town of Perfection, and it's not called Perfection. It's called Rejection.
Now they're teleporting.
No. Well, now they're eggs, and they're little baby worms. Baby worms can shoot out the ground and attack you in multiples.
I never watched that one.
Yeah. And this is back in the Old West days. It's got Thomas Harton Church. You know who Thomas Harton Church is? Man. He's the guy from Wings. He was the guy.
The big guy?
Yeah, that was like the mechanic.
He played in something else.
He played in Demon Knights?
No, he played in something else. Another show like Wings.
Ned and Stacy.
I know you're talking about.
He was in Demon Knights too.
I don't remember him in that, but I know who you're talking
about. He was young. He was the guy that was like, man, fuck it.
He had a deep voice.
Yeah.
Hold on. He was the one that played in
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. He was the Sandman.
Yeah.
He was the Sandman.
Where are we going with that?
I don't know, but I like that I found out who you were talking about.
Then that he was in part four. It was old gunslinger time.
Sandman.
And then part five, then they did a TV show on Sci-Fi. They only went one season.
Right.
Where they had one there that was albino, which meant it couldn't have babies.
Oh.
So it just stayed there. And everybody just was real quiet when it come around. They didn't want to kill it, though, because if they killed it, right now, their whole city is preserved right now as they're endangered.
He helps them. Mm-hmm. He helps the city.
Right. And it sucked, and that show got canceled.
Because everything has a purpose.
And then part five come out.
Don't everything have a purpose?
Yeah. Part five is called Timeline or Bloodline. And you know who's in that?
Who?
Jamie Kennedy. And it's Bert. See, the first one had...
Bert.
Well, the first one had Bert there. And the first one had Kevin Bacon and
they got married in the second one.
Fred
and
Ward.
They wasn't in it.
Right. Fred Ward was in the second one with Grady. Well, Fred Ward wasn't in the third one. The third one was Michael Gross, which was Bert.
Right.
And everything after the third one was all about Bert. Bert did all
Bert.
He was the main guy. From that point on. And then Jamie Kennedy coming part five. It was funny.
Burt Reynolds was in a couple of other ones, or one more.
No. Burt Reynolds.
He wasn't in nothing but the first one.
Burt Reynolds?
I mean, Burt, the Burt guy.
He was in the first. He was in all of them. He was in part one.
I'm thinking about part two. Part two.
He come in on part two. They called him.
But part two was the second guy. Not Kevin Bacon, but what was the
other one? Ward.
Fred Ward.
But he called Burt in halfway through the movie. He was like, I need backup.
That was the dude with the war guy.
He
brought in
guns.
All the Marine or the Army stuff.
Right. Well, he's the main character in the third one. He goes back to the town of Perfection.
But what happened to the bitch?
What bitch? The girl from the first one?
Carly. What was her name?
You talking about the girl from the first movie?
No, I'm talking about the devil went down the door. Reba McEntire, man.
Oh, she left him after the first movie. He said that in the second movie. He's like, it was like, where's she at? Where's Reba at? And he was like, she's out at her mama's. She was seeing about her. And he was like, I'm lying. She moved out on me. She left 2 weeks ago, and she left me a note that said that she was tired of the conspiracies, and she was done. So she's gone.
Is that all it takes is a note?
Yep. That's what it took him. He was like, okay, whatever. He was like, it's good. I need to be out here with you guys killing Graboids because they named them Graboids. We didn't talk anything about the first movie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what I hate about the first one.
That's all we've talked about is what you've hated about it, but go ahead.
No, we haven't.
I've talked about the series just then.
Well, let me tell you what I hate about the first one.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I like. I like Kevin Bacon.
I love Kevin Bacon.
I love Kevin Bacon. I do like that. And I like the girl.
I just want to say all the fucking scenes.
The girl that lost her pants halfway through.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I like her, too.
I like her. I like Kevin Bacon. And
I like Fred Ward.
I don't like the Chinese dude. That
Wang.
Wang.
Wong.
Wong.
Wang.
Wang.
Wong.
Wong.
Wang Wong.
And I like the young dude. My dad got killed. What's his name?
I don't know, dude.
He was in one of the first or third of one.
He was in the third movie.
Exactly.
At the end of the third one, he traps him on the rocks.
Right on, right on.
Well, let me tell you what I like about this
movie. Let me tell you what I hate about it.
Go ahead.
I hate the fact that they're up on the fucking the top of this building, and they make this building look like a waterbed that is rolling around, and they're fixing to fall through it.
You don't like that?
That is so stupid in the movie to me. It reminds me of everybody on top of the building on Walking Dead, but then Walking Dead turning into a dumbass series like Z Nation.
I love Z Nation. I like Z Nation better than Walking Dead.
You're stupid.
I finished the new season of Z Nation. I ain't finished
Z Nation's Dead. Probably only like 4, 5, 6 series by now. And Walking
it's
Dead's,
season 4.
Walking Dead's on like their 8 series by now. So you can't even compare them. Walking Dead's probably got 2 billion more people watching them. Yeah, that's what you look like. Fucking yourself in the ass with your bird finger.
Can I get into my movie now?
Yeah, love Bam. Your movie. Love your movie.
All right. Let me tell you what I love about Tremors. This movie starts off, and the first thing you hear is, that's awesome. They wake up.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow,
wow, wow.
Okay. Anyway, so they wake up, and Kevin Bacon's taking a piss, he's jacking his pants back up and, you know, buttoning his shit up. And he walks up. Fred Ward's asleep on the truck. This is my favorite part of the movie. I'm going to say that a lot during this podcast. But he looks down at him and he says, "This is your wake-up call, Mr. Bassett. Get your ass up. Get to moving." He don't wake up, so he looks over at the cattle. He looks back over. He starts shaking the truck and says, "Get up, Earl! Stampede! Stampede, Earl!" Earl comes flipping out of the damn fucking sleeping bag he was in, hits the ground, jumps up and goes, looks around, sees the cows just standing there. He goes, "You dumb shit. I was in a stampede one time. It was 300 head of cattle, hell-bent for the horizon." He's like, "Well, 300 head... Now tell me, Earl, how many head of cattle do you need to make a stampede? Is it 3 or more? Could 3 cattle be considered a stampede?" "I'll stampede up your ass, Val.
I'll stampede up your ass."
And then they pull out the cigarette. Earl pulls out the cigarette, puts it in his mouth. Val, he grabs the lighter and puts it in his mouth looking for cigarettes. And they look at each other and like, "All right, you got cigarettes, I got a lighter. Let's do this shit." And then you hear, "Wow, wow, wow." And that's my favorite part of this fucking
really?
Movie. Yep.
I like how you put your little... You went way into that shit. I
because
like that.
Because this is my movie and I wanted to put that twist
well,
into it.
That's great. I love that. That you love this movie so much that you found some little weird shit about it. Because I do this all the time and you don't never find out about my parts until I tell you. So then you're like... "Wow, I didn't realize you loved that movie so much that you found the stupid-ass part that made you love it so much."
So what you're saying is...
Wow, wow, wow.
I do it less or more than you do?
Probably less. I probably.
So you do you do what I'm just did more.
Yeah.
And what are you mad about?
I know I'm not mad. I'm like... I'm happy with you that you found something that
okay.
that you really loved about this movie
cool.
that was really ridiculous
that I can talk about.
Yeah, it was like a small subtle. It was a small subtlety that you found in this movie that connected you to this movie. I like that.
You were complimenting.
I find this a lot in movies that you don't find in the movies.
So you were complimenting.
Yeah, it's something that you watched a lot, so that you found something that's a subtlety in the movie that you really enjoy.
Wow, I thought that was an insult. That
no, it really
awesome.
Wasn't. No, it wasn't. Wasn't.
All right, well, hey, we can move on to the next point.
I want to say something first.
Go ahead.
That Fred dude.
Yep. Yeah.
What's his name?
No, Fred Ward is the actor's name. Earl.
He reminds
Just call
me,
him Earl.
He
call
reminds
Earl.
Me of Shane off of Walking Dead.
I could see that. He'd make a... Well, you know, he was Joe Dirt's father.
I do know that. I do know that. They love clowns.
All right, so let's...
I want to mention something about Joe Dirt.
Go ahead.
Another part where, like, he puts the lotion on his skin.
Yeah, or else he gets the hose again.
You know that come from another movie?
Silence of the Lambs.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I'm glad you knew that. That's cool, isn't it?
Wild Bill, yeah.
Was that supposed to be the same guy?
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the same guy?
Yeah.
Was it the same guy?
Yeah.
It was the same guy?
Ted Levine. Yeah.
I need to watch Silence of the Lambs again.
And that's the same voice of the trucker in Joyride with Paul Walker and Lila Sobobek.
No. Yes. He does that voice?
Yeah.
Rusty Nails?
Rusty Nails. Yeah, that's Ted Levine.
But is he supposed to be the same character or not?
No. No, not in that movie.
But he's supposed to be the same character in Joe Dirt.
Yeah. Wild Bill.
I got to watch Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, it's got Clarice.
I know Clarice.
And Hannibal.
Clarice.
What Clarice.
Please don't take my man.
What Clarice tries to do is she uses Anthony Hopkins' Hannibal Lecter to help her find Wild Bill, the killer.
I gotta watch that movie again.
And then he escapes it then.
You know, another director said, if I'd have made that movie, it'd have been better.
Okay, well, I don't know.
It was another big director that watched that movie and said after he watched
it. I can't argue with that because I've never watched
the movie. After he watched it, he said, I would have made that movie better. But ain't that such a shitty thing to say? You didn't never even thought of that concept.
Right.
But now that you watched the movie and thought of the concept, you
can
say
it better.
Well, anybody can fucking say that.
I can make Star Wars better now.
Right, I can too.
George Lucas knew that because he made Star Wars.
And everybody else made it better.
But he tried to make it better like five times with redos.
But everybody else said, I could make it better than George Lucas.
Everybody says
that. Everybody said that, right? Every fucking
I could have made Avatar better.
Fans hate George Lucas. There's a love-hate relationship with George Lucas.
Oh, there is.
Because people say, I could have made it better than him.
Well, he fucked up the prequels is what they say.
Well, yeah, but I don't think so. I think he did an amazing job, even though I didn't watch him.
Well, see, you can't say that then.
Do you think so? Are you a fucking lamb that follows every other sheep?
This is what I say.
Are you a fucking sheep?
This is what I say.
You're a sheep.
I like the first three best. The prequels were next. But.
Well, of course, because they're next.
They wasn't as good as the first ones.
How many times have you watched the first ones, and how many times have you watched the prequels?
I've probably watched the first one at least 10 times, the first three. I've probably watched the prequels at least 5 times.
But do you realize there's fucking 10-year-old kids that watch the prequels first?
I do. I understand.
And they're like, oh my God, that's badass. I want to watch the fucking first ones.
I understand that.
I watched a YouTube video the other day that was showing fathers and mothers showing their kids when Luke finds out that his father is Vader.
I seen that.
And they were like, "What? What the fuck?"
They didn't say what the
fuck. But that's what their little minds was thinking, right?
Right.
Ain't that cool?
That is cool. Can we get back in Tremors?
Yeah, because I hate Star Wars.
You hate everything I like.
I love everything you like, Philip. I'm your brother.
Another part I like. And,
One day I'm going to die and you're going to die. And we're not going to know each other anymore. Nobody else is going to give a fuck about us. But you know who give a fuck about you the most in life?
Who?
Probably your brother, not your wife. Because your wife cares about your kids more than she loves you, brother. But I ain't got nobody else to love.
Well, that would not.
Look, I don't got nobody.
But that wouldn't be. What about mama?
Yeah, my mother.
God, right. Your mama, and me.
Yeah, God, your mama, and my brother, Phil.
That's what you're saying to me. You're saying that nobody loves you more than God, your mama, and you.
Because I don't believe in God.
Oh, that's a whole conversation. Atheists. I want to have that conversation on podcast.
It's just my mama and me. It's just my mama and me. And you, my brother.
And my family.
And my daddy. I love my daddy. But I hate that I don't spend enough time with him.
I do, too.
One day he's going to die and I'm going to feel bad about it.
Me, too.
Or I'm going to die before him.
And he'll feel bad about it.
And he will feel bad about it.
Can we get back into the chambers?
Let's all just die. You know what? I want to take everybody out when I go out. Right? Let's just end it all. Fucking everybody, dude. Why fucking have life go on after you die so you don't know nothing about it?
You don't want to have...
I don't get to find out what happens in Walking Dead 9. I don't get to find out what happens in Breaking Bad 4.
This is a therapy session, dude. You're thinking so...
All this cool TV and movies are going to come out after I'm dead, and I'm not going to get to see it. So let's kill everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you had kids?
I don't.
You got nephews and nieces.
But if they get to live a little bit and then die with me.
Really?
They can all die.
I hope you never have children, dude.
No.
I hope you never have children.
Brother, if I had children, I wouldn't be thinking that way. I would be thinking, let's make the world better for my children.
But because you don't fuck my children?
I don't say fuck your children because I love you.
But they can die when you die.
Your children, to me, I know I don't spend the time that I would like to spend with them, but your children, to me, are my children, dude.
So you're willing to say, all right, I'm going to die, so all y'all die and y'all don't get to live the rest of your lives? Really?
I would like for it to happen when they're like at least 20 or 30.
What if they're married and have a newborn child? You don't want them to continue on?
Well, let's all go together.
Why?
Well, let's.
You always want to do shit together,
man. I ain't talking about just my family. I'm talking about everybody. Let's Armageddon this bitch.
No, man.
Let's apocalypse this bitch.
Other people want to live.
But one day it's going to become bad, and you're not going to be here to protect them, bro.
Man, I got some books you need to read.
Think about this. All right, you're dead now. Now it's just your children and your children's children. Now it's just dread time. And there's so much population on Earth that if you fucking smoke a cigarette, you're a bad part of life and they might execute you for it.
I hope you don't have children, dude.
All right, well, one day you're not going to be here to protect your children. And they're going to fucking do something wrong like fucking...
Smoke a cigarette
with their buddies outside a fucking bar.
And they're just going to spontaneously explode.
And Judge Dredd's going to pull up and he's going to shoot him in the face and say, oh, you're arrested. But you know what? I'm the Judge Dredd. I'm judge, jury, and executioner. So, since you smoked a cigarette and you really want to kill yourself later on in the future, boom! You're dead now. And you try to kill other people with that cigarette, so... You're making other people breathe in tobacco smoke. Now you're dead. And they just shoot Lyric in the face. How do you feel about it? You're not there to protect her. Let's take her out when we go out. Let's do it. Let's take everybody out at one time. It's not like, look, if I was finna die from cancer, it's not like I would say, hey, I'm finna go shoot everybody I love before I die. But if I was like, all right, the world's going to shit. Everybody's going to war. America's going to war with Russia. Russia's going to war with China. China's going to war with blah, blah,
blah. Do you
like
that kind of shit?
Yeah, let's kill everybody.
No, I'm saying, do you like that kind of scenarios in movies and books? And because I got some books I want you to fucking read.
What? Tell me.
You got to be able to willing to do them on Audible.
Okay, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready for TSD. I got 2 episodes left, brother. 2 fucking episodes left. Then I'm finna start buying their shit.
No, you gonna have to buy books.
Hey, do you want to buy me something for my birthday?
No. I'll buy you something for Christmas.
You want to talk Daddy into buying me something for my birthday?
No, but...
Call Daddy and be like, hey, what you talking about getting Lance for his birthday? No.
Call Daddy now. Karen's not home right now. She's out of town for a few weeks. Call Daddy.
For doing what?
I don't know. Call Daddy.
A few weeks.
She's calling. It's 9:28.
Really?
Why not? Call him and ask him.
I'm calling him right now, brother. Yeah, because it's just his bedtime.
Wake him up.
Look, I'm about to pressure him into buying me a Christmas birthday present.
No,
have you ever did this to somebody? Watch this. I'm pressuring my dad into buying me a birthday present. And then I'm going to say, hey, I'll buy you something next year. Because I really want him to buy me something. I really want everybody to buy me something. He's not going to answer, fucking faggot. I know who you are, son of a bitch.
Leave a message.
No, let me call him one more time. Wake him up. Let's wake him up. We don't play this. What if I was
dying in an emergency?
Yeah, what if?
You're not his emergency contact.
What if I was in jail right now and he don't know? I'm going to tell him when he calls I'm in jail. I told him that one time before, remember?
Yeah.
Give a fuck about your son.
Try it again.
You want me to leave that on his voice message?
You want me to call him from my phone?
You call him.
You call him from my phone. I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to do this prank. So,
I'm not going to tell him I'm going to do it. I'm just going to ask for a birthday present.
Hey, well, let's not do that then.
Yeah.
You going to call him from my phone?
And ask for a birthday present.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh. Fuck you. It's not even 9:30. Grow up, Dad.
There you go. Your bedtime ain't goddamn
out of time. We don't give a shit about bedtime around the Smoky Children. I don't know if you know this. I'm going to say Philip called you this time.
But tell him what you were going to say. Whatever you're going to say.
It ain't calling. Oh, yeah. You got a weird picture of Daddy on your phone.
Hey, that's one he sent me.
If he answered for you, I'm going to bitch at him.
Hello.
Bitch at him.
Hello. Well, hello.
Bitch at him.
Hey, what's going on?
Did I wake you up?
Bitch at him. See if he knows it's you.
Yeah, I was in bed asleep.
You was in bed asleep.
See if he knows it's you.
Yeah, that's all I know.
It ain't but 9:30, Dad.
Yeah, I'm here about myself and nothing new.
Yeah, and got you a little drink in?
Yeah, got me a little drink in.
See if he knows he's talking to you.
Yeah, I went to sleep. That's all I know. What are y'all doing?
We podcasting.
Oh, podcasting.
You know who this is?
Yeah, I ain't never heard about this word.
Huh?
Yeah, I've seen you on podcast before.
Do you know who this is?
Yeah, this is Les.
Do you know who called you?
Well, you called from Phillip's phone.
Ask him if he's drunk.
Yeah,
he said he was.
I've been crazy. y'all have fun. Yeah, I had a couple drinks and you know, I laid down here and
than that. Why, you by yourself, Karen gone?
Yeah, she's just a business dog. She's been gone for a week now.
What the fuck, Daddy?
Ain't no thing, man.
It ain't my 9:30 at night. You should be all fucking bitches.
You should be out here.
Oh, shit.
You should be out here, Philip said.
I should be.
You should be. Hey, I just wanted to tell you. You should buy me a birthday present this year. It's coming up real close.
Hey, it ain't long from now. How old are you this year? 34?
I'm 34, goddamn, he's making me an old man. I'll be 32.
32,
ask him how old I am.
How old's Philip?
35,
36. Nailed it.
So you know Phillip's age. You don't give a damn about
Lance.
Nailed it. Well, you like two years below him.
3 and a half.
That's what I say about you and Mama. You like 2 years above her. But no, seriously, I just called you to tell you that what I wanted for my birthday.
Getting right here. What was that, money?
No, I don't want money. I never fucking wanted money ever in my life. I never want I never wanted money in my life. I've always resented the fact that that you gave me money. I resented the fact that anybody gave me money. Philip gave
just
me money.
Just don't make him be pissed off.
Philip gave me money at time, and it pissed me off because I think Christmas or birthdays, you should buy things that people enjoy, not things that people...
When's the last time you bought Daddy a birthday gift?
It's been a while. Right, something that I can enjoy unwrapping. But you have no idea. I'll tell you.
Make sure he's on the mic now.
I try to put him on the mic, Philip. I want a TSD album.
A what?
TESD.
PESD.
You said it right.
You said it. Hell yeah. Woohoo!
All you got to do is look up TESD merchandise. And you find something you like in that merchandise.
He's gonna send you a koozie.
And you buy it for me.
I was
you gonna remember this shit tomorrow?
Philip said you ain't gonna remember shit tomorrow.
TESD.
TESD. I'll tell you. Flip it around.
TSDE.
No, I'll tell you what it stands for. It stands for Tell 'em Steve Dave.
Flip it around.
No, I'm not going to flip it around and try to confuse him because I really want the stuff. It stands for Tell 'em Steve.
Put him in the mic.
Tell 'em Steve Dave. I'm trying to put him in the mic, but your phone ain't up high enough.
Well, put it up high enough.
Well, your phone's different than mine. I'm sorry I woke you up, Daddy. Well, go back to sleep. You too. I love you.
Love you.
Philip said he loved you. Bye. Sorry, Buster.
All right, let's get back into Tremors. All right.
Do you know what a lighter is? Can you give me a lighter? Can I borrow a lighter?
Fuck. Okay.
Okay, I can catch. I can throw it out there.
I knew you could throw it back.
What the hell is going on?
I just knew.
What the hell is going on?
And then they run across this. Hey, is that the old dude from the college? No, he graduated. That's the new one. Oh, that's supposed to be a girl. They turn the wheel and start busting through desert. You will have long blonde hair. Big green eyes, world-class breast, ass that won't quit, and legs that go all the way up.
All the way up.
And they pull up, and she is the exact opposite of that.
Well, she's a pretty girl.
She's a pretty girl in her own right.
She's not made up.
She is not Tammy Lynn Baker.
She's not
Tammy
made up.
Ann Baxter.
If she was made up.
Ooh, I broke a nail. Oh, makes my skin crawl.
If she was made up, she'd be hot. She was not made up.
She was hot, no doubt. But she had that white shit on her nose, and she had that flip back Australian hat. And he was like, hey, you know, we could help her out with those jismology things. And he's like, what do we know about them? Nothing. Could be a good way to get to talking to her.
Well, anyway, they end up fucking jumping across rocks.
No, this motherfucker, handy man, Earl.
Handy man.
You didn't like the movie.
I hated the fact when the Tremors were running to the wall and killed itself, right?
Right. Well, it didn't know concrete was there.
It did.
It was just, no, it didn't. It was just following the ground. Concrete is not supposed to be there.
I don't think that Tremors can go through the earth fast enough to kill itself.
It did.
But it didn't.
It did.
There's no way. There's no way it can go through the earth fast.
Does it smell like that because it's dead?
It wasn't going to.
I think it smells even worse when it's alive.
What about when he?
Hey, I found the ass end.
Yeah. What about when he found the part of its tongue connected to the thing, and the Chinese man like, I'll give you $15 for it. And he's like, no, or whatever. And I think he talked him up to $20 or $25 or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, Dude, do you know how much that would actually be worth, though?
That's why that part where he says, hey, I found the ass in. Mm-hmm. He pulls him up and he's like, oh, man. He's like, I'll tell you one damn thing. Old Chang ain't going to get his measly hands on this for no $15. Oh, hell no. We got to get a crane out here. We got to get a winch. No, don't want to winch it. Don't want to winch it. Tear it all to pieces. We got to get a strap. We strap it up like a whale.
Yeah, but you, yeah, exactly. That's what
hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys. I didn't
what? Know. And he's like, she's like, wait a minute. She's like, this one happened here, but 2 minutes ago, this one happened way over here, and 5 minutes ago, this one happened way over here.
So they know there's three of
them. And if my calculations are correct, yeah, we believe you. Okay, how many more are there? There's three more. Where are they? We don't know. Shit starts getting sucked up. They jump up on rocks, and they sleep overnight on the fucking rocks.
I don't like how the car got sucked down. I don't like how.
Oh, you talking about a whole different scene?
I know, but I don't like how the sucked car. I know.
You already told me.
We're not plot driven.
You already
told me. I don't like how the car gets sucked down. I don't like how the motherfucker runs into the wall. I don't like how he fucks with the buildings until the ceiling starts looking like a waterbed. I think some of the scenes are a little off in the movie. It needs to be more about how they can jump up and grab you from the earth. I don't like how they don't treat the earth like it's being moved. They just treat it like it's just there and it's not being moved. It's just nothing's happening to the earth as these fucking creatures are swimming 2 feet below it.
You are literally going over the exact same shit you went over when we first started this shit. Like, to the T.
Alright, well, you got something better to talk about this
one? Oh, yeah, I was talking about it, and then you interrupted me with the exact same talk you were already talking about.
So good.
What about when they took the lawnmower and they were like, let the lawnmower go out. Let him get eat up by the fucking thing. Why not?
I like that.
And they did that shit.
And it worked.
Yeah. And then they realized they had to get to the cat. Yeah, we got to have something to put people in. What about that old trailer? Oh, tires are all blown. Don't matter. That cat will pull anything. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got ourselves a plan. Yeah.
And they got
all right. I'll go. Paper, scissors, rock. Blah, 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 blah. Oh.
Paper, scissors, rock, Spock, lizard.
You won. I lost. I guess I got to go. No, I won. I get to go eat. And Kevin Bacon tells Fred Ward, he's like, all right, well, before you go, let me tell you something.
Who the fuck wants to go, really,
and
though?
Bam! Kevin Bacon wanted to fucking go, and he did.
Why?
You dumb bastard.
Yeah, but why? Why wouldn't you let fucking the
Because
other
Kevin Bacon's younger, and he's more in shape than Fred Ward. He's like, I can run faster. He's like, I can drive the cat better. Well, yeah, but I can get there quicker, but I can drive it over here better.
And Kevin Bacon liked to get his ass whooped. For doing it.
You dumb shit.
But he fucking played his cards right and he finally got to it. Then he got to pick all the fellas up and they went to the rocks, right? And they started catapulting over the rocks.
Oh, no, that was way before.
That was way before.
That was when it was just him
and
the girl.
Yeah, that was at the beginning. Yeah.
The two guys and a girl. And they catapulted. You guys ever catapulted? Whoosh. It's like, we got ourselves a plan. They started catapulting over that shit. Hey, they get to the last rock, and they're like, hey, when we hit this truck, this bastard ain't going to give us much time. We got to go. She puts the keys in her mouth. She's like, all right, let's go. They jump over, all three of them at the same time. One, two, three. She jumps in the little pull door on the back. She dives in because she's a skinny little thing. Mm-hmm. And she cranks it up, and it busts the window. And they're like, haul ass. And she starts driving, and they get away. And two guys are like high-fiving, going, yeah, we got away. And she was like, guys, a little help here. And they're just like swerving all over the fucking desert. I love that part, too. That was my favorite fucking part.
Why does she need a little help?
Because her legs are hanging out the back, and she's just got her hand on the gas pedal doing this with the wheel. So, you know, I mean, she's all fucked up and shit.
What's the funny quote whenever Reba and Bert's in there killing the thing?
Oh, yeah. With that, let me tell you that part. They finally get to him on the walkie-talkies. They're like, Bert, Heather, you guys got to get to your roofs, but it's crackling. It's like, hey, Bert, hey, roofs. And she's like, oh, and oh my God, Reba is a better actor now than she was then. She's had a TV show and all that. Back then, she was like, oh, Bert, they're trying to tell us we need to get to our roofs.
She was really country.
And she was real country, and she was not a good actor. And he was like, yeah, well, we're safe down here in these concrete. No, they go under the ground. They travel under the ground.
Yeah, but if it busted away and broke its fucking head on a fucking concrete thing, why wouldn't it break its head on their concrete thing?
Semantics, man. Come on. Just run with the game.
All right, well, it's a quarter. It's
all right, you
it's
just got it.
It's got its head out.
Point for you. You just nailed a good point that I never thought about. How did it do that?
All right, well, it's got its head sticking out of the concrete thing. Is it going to run through that room and squirtle around through that room?
No.
Eat them?
At that point, once it busted through that wall, he was standing there putting his legs out. It grabbed Bert, and it started pulling him in. And
they started shooting.
She shot his leg off, and he pulled it off. He was like, and he shot it with the goddamn elephant gun. He was like, broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't
That's
you, you bastards.
You bastards. That was the
and then
I
he gets up there. They get on the roofs with all their equipment. He's like, we killed that mother humper. Copy. Come back. That mother humper is dead. And then Kevin Bacon goes, copy. Be advised, there are still three more mother humpers. Copy. Repeat, there are still three more mother humpers. Why do they censor that? Why don't they say motherfuckers? They say mother humpers.
That's because he made that joke, mother humpers, and then they followed through with the joke.
That was cool.
But and then they
you like that? That
they
was
started
cool.
Through shooting through the sand at him, like you didn't even get him with the elephant gun, Bert.
Well, I wasn't planning on shooting through gravel.
It's a good movie. I'm not gonna lie, it's a good movie, but it's for its times. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah, it's dated. Yeah. No doubt. It is very
they
dated.
They tried to, they put a comedy aspect on it. I liked it.
Logan
it
does not like this movie.
Really?
He's watched, yeah, he tried
first
to watch
one
it with
he don't
me.
Like.
It was, well, he tried to watch it with me. He's like, yeah, I don't care for this movie. You had to grow up in this time to like this movie. It's a
probably
dated
so,
movie.
Probably
it's a dated
so.
Fucking movie. But it's good, though. I liked it. I
Do
love this fucking movie.
Do you think they could
movie.
Remake this? And make it more
can you fly, you son of a bitch? Can you fly?
Do you think they can remake it and make it more serious and it would be a better movie?
I wouldn't want them to. I like it the way it
Probably
is.
Probably not, yeah.
Yeah, I like
leave,
it,
leave
I like
it the
it.
Way it
I
is.
I like it the way it is. I love this movie.
But
and
do
I'll...
you think they could remake Back to the Future and make it a better movie?
I think they could remake Back to the Future.
They could remake it and it would be a good movie.
50-50.
Okay. Well, you got any good, more good parts about Tremors that you want to talk about?
Nope. Let's do a rating and review. It's on you, Big Lance.
I'm going to say that I like the movie. It's not one of my favorite movies like it is yours. I like Kevin Bacon in it. He's funny. He adds a lot of humor to the movie. I like Fred in it.
Hey there, old Fred. Fred.
But I'm going to have to give it a... give it a 7.
All right. Well, you know what? This movie tugs me back. Pulls me back a little bit because I remember watching this movie when I was young, shortly after it was new, and I enjoyed it. And I've watched it many times since then. And then when me and my wife moved into our first apartment before we were married, sinners. But yeah, we watched this movie over and over on loop on DVD. So I've seen this movie hundreds of times and I love it and I know it by heart. I could literally, and I have.
Watched it.
When me and Chelsea watch this movie, we just constantly sit there and quote the shit with them because we know it that fucking well. It's one of my favorite movies in the world, no doubt. I love it. I'm going to give this movie an 8. A solid 8. 8 is great. This movie is great. Alright, well, let's talk a little budget versus box office, Big Lance.
Alright.
Alright, what did this movie spend This movie is 1990.
I had to say it spent 10 mil.
Wow. $11 million.
I'm pretty bad at it.
Estimated. Okay.
And it,
what did this movie gross, Big Lance?
It made $22
million. It made $16
million. Great.
Okay. Bad.
That is not bad at all.
I wouldn't give I'm you happy old, with no my credits answers. On that opening weekend.
I said 22. I was fucking 6 mil off.
Okay.
You're not going to give me big credits on that?
No.
Oh, fuck you.
If you were 6 million off at 500 million, yes.
Oh, my God.
But at 10
dude,
million,
you know,
no.
You never know what a movie's going to do. That movie could have did 45 million.
But you don't think it did that much.
I don't. I was only 6 million off. I was good. You don't. You're fucking stupid. I'm going to start asking you these motherfucking questions. See how close you are, bitch.
All right. Well, opening weekend.
Opening weekend, it did 3 million.
Goddamn, 3.7 million.
See what I'm saying? You got to fucking give me my credits and stop shitting on my answers.
I give the credits when the credits are deserved.
When I'm 6 million off of a fucking movie?
That's only fucking less than 20. That's like fucking 6
but
million.
But how the fuck did I know I was on? I said the movie made how much?
I don't know.
I wasn't but like 1 or 2 million off on what the movie started with. I think I did fucking amazing, and you should give me my props and shut the fuck up.
Okay, sounds good to me. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, but let's move on.
Tenfold.
Let's do a little name game, my brother.
Uh-huh.
This was my pick, Tremors. So, it's your pick on the actor. I mean, what's your bacon number?
I reckon we'll go with... Kevin Bacon, because that's the main one, right?
Right. All right, so, you know that something I read the other day? Tremors is going to come out with a new series, and Kevin Bacon's going to be the star.
Cool.
You know why?
What?
Because, you know, the Bernie Madoff thing?
Mm-hmm.
Where he run off, like Wolf of Wall Street run off with all mm-hmm. his clients' money?
Mm-hmm.
That happened. Kevin Bacon was part of that, and he's broke now. So now he's having to do a whole lot of working. That's why he did the I Love Dick thing.
All right, let's go.
Anyway, all right. So it starts with me, Kevin Bacon. And I can't say Tremors. The River Wild. Ooh, this is the man. Tremors had the one. This is the fucking game here. Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon's been in a lot of shit.
Yeah, he has, but can you think of half of the shit? I'm going to go with X-Men First Class.
Oh, that's what I was thinking, bitch. That's what I was thinking, too. I was thinking about all our old shit. Footloose.
That's good. I Love Dick. How about that?
That works. I Love Dick. Friday the 13th.
Fuck. Wild Things.
Oh, that's a good one. Sleepers.
Kevin Bacon played in Okay, let's fuck it. You win.
Hollow Man.
Hollow Man, you got it.
All right, I reckon I won this one, man. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, check us out at smokeshelter.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Twitter's on Twitter.
We're on Pocket Cast. We're on iTunes. We're on Podomatic. That's where you can always find us. Podomatic.
Check out our special stuff on Patreon. You have to pay
man,
a couple
we got a lot of
dollars
shit.
For, but
yeah,
it's
man,
really good stuff.
It's all for the cause. It's so we can buy more bandwidth.
It helps us keep doing this podcast.
That's right, man. It all goes back into the fund.
Even though so far it hasn't helped us keep doing this podcast.
No. Well, because, okay, we ain't had nobody to do that, but cut all that out, Phil. Other than that, man, I think we're done. We need a one word for tremors.
One word for tremors? I'm going to have to go with ground bitches. Can I say that?
Ground bitches?
Ground bitches. Or let's just say worm. Ground worms.
Ground worms. That's two words.
Earthworms.
Earthworms. Okay. Well, I'm going with graboids. Yep, Chang named them, and then they ate them.
Right on.
Can you fly, you motherfucker? Can you fly? What about when old boy hands him that gun? He's like, man, we can't outrun him, dude. We can't outrun him. He's like, hey, here.
I like his
he hands him that gun. He's like, this will make him think twice. He's like, yeah, man. He runs out and he starts shooting him. He's like, this gun's not loaded. Damn you, Bert, man. Bert, you gave me a gun that wasn't loaded. Bert took the gun from him, looked at it, popped it open, looked at it, closed it back, and said, got you moving, didn't it?
I like him. He reminds me of Johnny Loves Chachi.
Chachi. Joni was hot.
Joni was hot.
I mean, in the late part of Happy Days when she grew up and got older.
I watched to Amazon.
And then early into the Joni Loves Chachi, Joni was hot.
I watched the Amazon original, which was it was bloopers of old movies like I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
And Happy Days and stuff like
that. I love all that shit.
I laugh so hard. And Dick Van Dyke.
Man, I love some Dick. And Mary Tyler Moore. Oh, my God. In the Mary Tyler Moore show, she wasn't quite as hot. But in the Dick Van Dyke show, he was married to Mary Tyler Moore. She was... It was black and white, but she was super fucking hot.
Right.
Man, I got a huge crush on an early Mary Tyler Moore.
All right.
Well, one word. We did one word. Any last words, Big Lance?
Yamaha. The don't Yamaha make like pianos?
They do.
And it's the same symbol as their
four-wheelers.
Four-wheelers?
Yeah. They make four-wheelers.
The exact same symbol?
They make four-wheelers. They make pianos. They make PA systems.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. They diversify. American capitalism at its finest.
Well, that's not American shit. That's like Japanese, Chinese shit.
It is, but America sells it, so it's American capitalism.
I think we're finna get out of that now that Donald Trump's in office.
I'm hoping so.
No, and you're gonna buy. What's an American name that would be a.
Ford.
From now on, you gotta buy
Ford.
A Ford piano.
Alright, man, we done with this show?
I think so.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.
I loved it. How about that?